Gail, you start.
Sure. I have a few items. One is Sisera's working on putting together our education report of trustee hours. So if you could, if you have any activities you want to include in that, make sure you give it to us by mid-December. Also, a reminder for ethics training. Trustees are required at least every 2 years to have ethics training. If you need to do that, I think the SACR session in spring offers it, as well as on the county website. There is a link and a video. You can have ethics training on there.
FPPC also has a link
right.
on their website for the AB1234.
So is the trustee submittal of hours the only basis upon which you compile education hours? Or is the nature, in other words, if people are going to go to a Wharton school or whatever it is, isn't that by its nature the, constitute an educational hour? In other words, are you independently tracking education hours, or is it solely the obligation of the trustee?
That's the question. I think we're supposed to submit it. Because if you skip some of the workshops or something, then you don't get the full 24
hours.
Right,
I think that's the confirmation, but I'm assuming you also track it as well.
Yeah, we track it when we need to.
You know, if somebody goes to SACRS, you don't track the different
sessions
that they go to. That has to be done with the forms that are filled out and put in.
Yeah.
So if you go to SACRS, you have to fill those forms out to get credit for the time. But to go to Wharton or to go to UC or to go to down south, that's a whole week thing or a 4-day thing, and that week, I think you do that. We just do that automatic, right? Because we know the person's there. Am I right about that?
I believe so.
No, we still collect the forms because we don't know what hours are actually in those. So if you got sick one day and missed a day and then were at the next day. So that's why we always include the continuing education form in your packet, and then you just complete the hours and submit it back to us.
Okay, so trustee roundtables?
Trustee roundtables, especially if you have a speaker that's of an educational nature.
Like SACRS, I didn't see any in that packet.
So SACRS, they actually have, like Jerry was talking about, forms at each session. When you fill those forms out and submit them back, Salema sends us a sheet that says this trustee had
You're talking about the evaluation form.
Yeah, the evaluation form.
But if you attended the conference the session and you didn't prepare one of those, you need to fill out our form.
Exactly.
All right.
If you didn't fill out the evaluation form at SACRS, you can still fill out a form like us.
I had trouble with it last time. And
you'll get the log around mid-December, so we're compiling the log now, and then we'll email it out to you so you can check and see if there was one that was missed. And then we still have time to include it because it doesn't get posted on the website until January.
And that log is per trustee? Is that an individual log as opposed to just a gross number of hours?
Yeah, so when I send it to you, it's going to have the trustee's name, and then it will have all the different conferences that you could have attended. And then if you did attend, there will be hours there. And then it will tally the total hours at the bottom, and if there's any remaining hours needed for the two-year term. And then once it gets compiled, the compiled list is what goes on the website. But what we'll send you individually will have the full detail.
Okay.
And on December 10th, we have our appreciation event. You'll be receiving emails by the end of today with the additional details on that. At last week's all-staff meeting, I did a brief overview of the actuarial evaluation report as well as the CAFR, where I provide some training and development to staff and also to get them engaged and how their jobs impact the whole picture. I think that was pretty well received. We, as I mentioned previously, we have transitioned our telephone service from the county to Sisera. We will be transitioning our data, email, VPN, all of that shortly. Our IT manager, San Lu, has done an excellent job in planning and executing that transition. It's gone very well. At the December 9th meeting, I'll be presenting the 2016 budget for your approval. And recently, I've had 3 media requests concerning the deputy CEO recruitment that was posted last week. Just basically whether it's a new position, that kind of thing, just general information. That's all I have to report.
Can you give me a sense of the time of the day for the appreciation event on the 10th?
I believe it starts at 12:30?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting away from me.
What's, in your managing positions, we need an auditor? We still need an accountant, I mean?
Accounting manager.
Accounting manager. What other, do we still need a benefits manager, too? Is there a second benefits?
We hired benefits.
I know we hired one, but I thought you were going to do two.
The only management, we hired both. The only management position that's currently open is the accounting manager and the deputy CEO.
Okay. Thank you.
Kate? Christina?
We are working on getting all of the benefit enrollments to the carriers right now, so we finished open enrollment, and that went pretty well. Each staff member had an individual meeting to go through their benefits and make sure that they understand what they're signing up for or what options they have to sign up for. So that was about a 5-day process, but we've gone through that, and now we're getting ready to submit all those enrollments to the carriers. ADP has finished loading all of our employee demographic information into the system, so we're very close to having the system completely built. And I wanted to let everybody know that the county has been very helpful with that in providing all of the information that they have out of PeopleSoft to us, so that we're not having to do a lot of data entry to re-enter information. So that's been helpful.
Christina, will they be able to provide W-2s, for example, to all employees at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for 2015, because we've been on the county's payroll, the county will be providing those W-2s. We're transitioning over in 2016, so starting in 2016, Sarah will be providing the W-2s using ADP.
But the employees will only get one. They won't get truncated.
Correct. We're trying to work that out. Currently, the county, they do an advance on the 25th. So they're actually paid monthly, and then they provide an advance to employees up to a third of your monthly gross. And they consider that a loan. So even though they would pay it December 25th, they're considering it a loan on 2016 money. So I'm trying to work out with the auditor's office a like payback, so that it's not considered money earned in 2016. If Sarah pays that back, and then we deal with it in 2016. Yeah, we're trying to work that out. It's not for sure yet.
Is the county taking care of like the 1094, 1095 ACA reporting?
For 2015, but 2016, ADP will be.
Okay.
But you have that set up in the county. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then this week we started building our NeoGov site to be able to do recruitment starting in 2016 on our own. With the classification study and the new job descriptions, those are being fed into the NeoGov site. So in January, you'll see a link from our website to the NeoGov site that has all of that information, and people can apply there. And I think that's it.
Thank you. Holly?
This week, we're doing the final testing on our secure employer reporting site. So it's built, it's fully operational, looks great, it's pretty easy to use. And for the rollout, the county will be the first employer to actually do the drop for December, and then we'll have the rest of the districts follow on in January. So over the next week, we'll be locking down the actual procedure, working with Alexis and member services to do the final workflow, you know, for member services and through our IT. And how those input files will be processed. And I'm actually working on finalizing the procedure so it ties back to our accounting area. So we'll have an updated procedure from the front end on the contribution side right through to the posting accounting. So that was the big thing that I've been working on right now. And then other things with accounting, February this year, GASB 72 was released. So we'll be I'll be working with them and with Gail to do our implementation plan. So it relates to fair value, one of the topics that came up in questions today, and how we actually will be valuing, you know, some of these investments. And especially category three is always an issue for private equity. So but it's consistent with the other county conventions, you know, GAAP, FASB, and then now GASB is finally adopting that. There's two other releases that came out, 74 and 75, which relate to OPEB and unfunded liability and disclosures relating to those. But the implementation for those are post June 2016, for 74 and June 2017 for 75. So, and along with all the other on-call reviews that I'm coding that I'm doing for the county right now, so I can get responses back to them once I have all the information. So I've got some information requests going back. I've talked to the stakeholders in health services and PDOC, you know, to get some additional information. I've talked to Dr. McDonald and Dr. Walker and Dr. Goldstein. So it's like I'm pretty well covered from the physician standpoint.
I do want to confirm that there will not be a quiz of the board of acronyms.
I'm sorry, a little okay.
It's for me personally, by the way.
But that's all I have for today.
Thank you. Karen?
Analyzing and reviewing legislation right now that would become effective January 1st, 2016, and an update to the board will be included in an upcoming agenda, most likely the second meeting in December.
Okay. The ninth. Okay.
Just a reminder that next week it's kind of the exciting meeting for the investment staff. We're going to be discussing the new asset allocation. So, taking board direction from the investment strategy development workshop, and the board asked for kind of fine-tuned versions of two different strategies. So we're talking about risk balance strategies and FFP strategies, and kind of expanding the number of variables under each one of those. So in preparation for that, we're prepping kind of an operational document of how FFP would work so the board can be fully informed going into that meeting. So hopefully in the next couple days, you'll see an email from me on that. If anybody has way too much free time over Thanksgiving weekend, feel free to read the entire document. We did put an abstract in front, so there's a short and sweet version as well.
Okay. Don't think we have any outside professionals. So, trustee comments.
Just want to recognize the investment team again for a job well done this past year with the performance. Hats off to you guys.
Yeah, it's nice to be in that room and know you're in the top quartile. That's the number one. That was cool. Thank you again.
Yes. I wanted to give kudos to Will Pigeon, who had circulated a link that allows you to download an iOS app, which I did and was running around San Diego, showed it to Gabe. It's really great, so thank you. And if you guys haven't downloaded it, if you're an iOS user, you should do so. It's marvelous. It automatically uploads the calendar, updates, changes, and just gives you direct access to the website. So it's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I have 30 seconds of Sackers that, for those who were not in the session or unable to go, what at least I try and capture for sharing are things that I think might have general board applicability and might be of broad interest. This is on the advanced trustee session. Trustees should provide oversight, not management. All discussion issues should begin with an executive summary, and the board should consider taking an annual retreat. Don't know, I haven't heard of us ever considering that, but global outlook will be in a low inflation environment for a long time, expect steady, modest growth. Markets are well equipped to deal with future shocks. I think to some degree that's what Scott shared today. Jeffrey Grunlock, bond specialist, he's really taken Bill Gross's spot from my observation as the bond guy to be quoted in the country. He does not support the Fed raising interest rates in December, believes China is much weaker than it appears, believes that if they do raise rates, corporate interest rates, bond prices, and bank loan backings will all fall, believes oil is not going higher, and he likes closed-in, non-leveraged bond funds. But he would sell junk bonds the minute the Fed starts raising rates. He was an interesting guy, and a little different than almost everyone else. And our own Harvey Lederman talked about SB 222, for those that heard that. Adopted this summer, sort of a stealth bill, that puts the rights of bondholders ahead of pension obligations for governmental entities in California. That clearly has an impact to us as it becomes applied. Those were the points that I managed to capture, and I thought it was a good meeting.
In that session, is it because of the Stockton? Is that what it's based on, what happened in Stockton?
I think Stockton is probably a model for that, yes. But in fact, Harvey talked about it at the same time he talked about Hercules Rodeo without using those names, but he talked about cases that he had some involvement with and the details on. Okay.
I just wanted to say, just in general, Sackers was, I thought, much more interesting on the education level this time around than it has been in a couple of years. So I think our own board member, Gabe, sits as the head of the education committee.
Mayor, the chair, so the program, the one that assigns all the different speakers.
Right.
So,
thank you. I think there's been a good improvement.
I thought it was a good meeting.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Any suggestions? We're already planning May, so let me know for spring if you have any suggestions.
Okay. That's wrong. With that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Dancing with the Stars contest. That would be good.
That's a really nice summary you did.